No, in their mouth they have these sharp, like, teeth extensions that come out. I think they come out that way, and they snip them off early because they're fierce. They're long
tusks?
Some people say tusks. Tusks.
No, I tried to get a K in it.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Now the pigs eat out of a long
trough.
And they might say in the, I guess this would be in the barnyard or in the pigsty or whatever it was. There would be about five
troughs.
And the term for the noise that the calf makes when it's being weaned, calf started to...
I don't think I know what term.
You could say ball, beller.
Well, I heard ball.
Blare. Ball. The noise that a cow makes when it's hungry.
Moo.
Noise the horse makes feeding time.
Well, hinny or hinnying.
And the hen that's on the nest trying to hatch is called a
setting hen.
And the place that the hens stay overnight.
Roost.
Into the building. I mean, they go into the
hen roost.
And what's the crate that you take them to market in? That's the chicken
coop. But I would think of a coop as a place they stay in on the farm.
You and I are kindred spirits. That's what I call it, but nobody else does around here. I'd say that they stay overnight in a chicken coop. But most everybody around here tells me it's a crate. Chicken coop's a crate. Taking work with the bars in it, you know.
I wouldn't call it that.
So the chicken coop would be the building also. The bone that the children like to get when they eat chicken, make a wish.
Wishbone.
And you have a term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf, a general term for all of them? Different, huh?
Well, for my use in Latin, I'd say entrails.
You wouldn't say harslets or chitlins or...
No. I've heard colored people talk about, is it chitlings, too?
Yeah, chitlings.
But
chitlings.
I never knew what they were.
That's all the edible insides, like the heart and the liver.
I see.
Pieces, all together, it's like, you know, cook-ups.
Chitlins.
That was the term we used back in rural Ohio, chitlins.
I never used it.
Would a farmer be apt to talk about chore time or feeding time?
Chore time?
Chore time. There's no point in me asking you to call the cows.
No.
Calves and the oxen. You happen to know if you have a team, if they had a team plowing, you want them to go right or left, what would they say?
G and Haw.
You know which is which?
Well, G is right, isn't it? I think I got that from my brother. My brother used to go on the farm in the summer once in a while.
Remember how you ever called the horses in?
No.
Whistle in. To make the horses go a little faster, what would they say?
Giddy-app. Or giddap.
And when they wanted the horse to stop, they'd say,
hold.
How about the calls of chickens?
You mean, I call chickens?
Yeah, did you ever do that? You never did that either. That you might have done that. When you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrup.
And you're driving, let's say, a buggy. Remember, you hang on to the
reins,
and you're riding a horse. You hang on to the maybe the same.
About the same.
You ever say the lines for the buggy or the horse?
I doubt that I'd say lines.
If something is not very far from here, you might say it's just a little
a ways off,
or it might be a long
ways off.
You ever say just a little ways without the off?
I've heard people say a short piece from here or something like that, but I wouldn't normally do